Don't worry about it, I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Yeah,
hey.
Good job, you got it all out.
I got it all out.
Alright, anyway, guess what time it is, y'all?
It's Wednesday!
Well, okay, I mean, there is that, you time-traveling demon. No, it's time to give thanks!
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
It's not Wednesday at all.
It's not. Well, I mean, it is for you.
Unless it isn't.
Unless
this
it isn't.
This is hard.
Unless
I'll,
it isn't.
I'll come back in. I'm Bill.
Okay, and I'm Abby.
And these are some of the Wednesdays we like, shit!
God damn it, Bill! Okay. Are we good?
How would you give this Wednesday on a score of 0 to 100?
Not Wednesday is what I would give it.
It's not a goddamn number.
It's also not Wednesday.
I give it like a 64. How am I supposed to average this now?
You average it with 0, which is to say 64.
No, it'd be 32. 64 would be the sum. We'll come back in. I'm Bill.
Oh my god, and I'm Abby.
And this is math. We got a Thanksgiving treat.
It would be, yeah, we do have a Thanksgiving treat.
I had to specially look this up on the archives to make sure that we hadn't drank it before.
Well, that.
And it doesn't look like it.
Cool.
Yeah. I feel like I might have had it before. We've had the standard edition, but we've got special edition Bavarian Nutmeg Virgil's Root Beer.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Which, is this a small growler?
Yeah, it's, it's a big old bottle. How many fluid ounces is
there?
We're
not gonna, because this one's resealable. We're gonna save some for Phoebe when she comes back.
Aw, fibs!
Yeah. It's still only 16.9 floral ounces, though.
Oh, all right.
So this is slightly larger than a single Sprecher.
Okay. Slightly larger.
Yeah, less than an ounce larger.
But almost an ounce, but less than an ounce.
It's very. I also have multiple of these, so I don't need to worry about that. I just realized that I didn't take a picture.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You bastards will get your goddamn picture!
How do you open these other than... I've never growled. I mean, you can show me up on this part, but that's what I was working on.
That's Golly. How you open it.
Golly.
Golly G. Golly G Willikers.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you pour this to taste.
Ooh. To taste?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's kind of a... All right. Okay. All right. It's got its business.
I did bring the big glasses, so we do have to be careful not to still give ourselves a shitload.
Enough for fibs?
That seems fine. And we'll pop the cap back on it.
I don't think the 10 minutes or whatever will
destroy
the carbonation, but all right. Here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, it smells a little bit like black licorice, and that's not cool.
They didn't say anise.
No, it's probably just the combination. I mean, it's okay. Now
it does
I'm...
just say herbs and spices,
yeah.
So you never know with a root beer.
It's true. And I mean, getting my nose way deep down in there. Yeah, a very herbal root beer.
Yeah.
But it very well could be anise, and I'm not here for that.
Over the course of the SodaCast, I've come to appreciate anise.
Or anise, or whatever. However the fuck you say it, I have no idea. And don't
I don't even have a niece.
Damn it.
I'm right.
You are right. I don't either, so.
I would have to marry into having a niece, though.
That's true. These are taller glasses, so that clink was a little bit better than our usual. Mouth time. Now, I should mention, I haven't had a regular Virgil's root beer.
Oh, no?
Yeah. No, I haven't. So, sure. I have nothing to compare this against except non-Virgil's root beer.
A standard Virgil's root beer is my favorite root beer.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I gotta say, I don't really like it coming on.
Okay.
But the middle's okay.
Middle's okay. There's something weird going on in the end. They don't quite track. I like the start and middle, though.
I don't like the start.
I'm okay with the start. Start's a little strong, but I'm okay with the start. It holds on to, the flavor is pretty different from a standard version.
Mm-hmm.
But it does hold on to the quality that I really like most about Virgil's. And that's that it comes and goes
real
fairly
easy.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not perfectly clean. You can still tell that you drank something, but it's not, it doesn't have that root beer stickiness.
Yep, I agree with that.
That
root beer often does.
Yeah, I can't go back to a canned root beer.
That's fair.
I drank longtime fans now.
Oh no.
Drank a lot of mug. Drank a lot of mug. Mostly mug cream.
Ugh.
Mug cream's decent.
I don't even know if I've ever is it mug cream soda?
Yeah, it's mug cream. Oh. It's just a cream soda made by mug. It's decent. Oh.
All right.
It was like episode
I don't know.
6 or something.
I don't know what I thought it was. But. Yeah, I don't like the way it tastes when it's in your mouth.
You shouldn't like the way anything tastes when it's in my mouth. We're back.
Here we are. Oh, God. No, I don't like...
I was thinking back to the last couple episodes. I was like, I didn't make Abby nearly...
as exasperated as usual?
That's that Thanksgiving flavor.
God. All right.
Real talk, though?
Yeah.
I would die for some, buttered mashed potatoes to have with this. Like, that food group. Like, having...
Hell, yeah.
Heavy, savory
Hell
food with this
yeah.
would be incredible.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I'm there for that.
Yeah. I might have to bring one of these to Thanksgiving.
I like, once it has gone out of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
like once you've swallowed it, I like the flavor transition it makes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting, smooth transition. And then it, you know, like you said, sort of leaves and it's totally fine. I don't like how the soda itself tastes on my tongue. I don't like that.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
By any means. But I'm also not bad that I bought, like,
I also don't really like nutmeg.
I mean, that's going to make a difference.
It is. I never use nutmeg
as
anything but a garnish.
I couldn't tell you what nutmeg tasted like. I like nuts. I like Meg.
Yeah, Meg's cool. Hey,
yeah,
Meg.
Yeah, Meg's great. Hi, Meg.
I actually don't know if I've ever met you, Meg, but hi!
So.
No, I don't think so. I think that I had a migraine or something that time everybody was here.
Yeah. And the last few times she's been up here, it's been for a con, and I've only been to one con with you.
Yeah, that's fair. And also accurate.
Mm. So.
Meh.
I don't think Meg would like this.
That's also fair. Yeah. And probably accurate.
But yeah, I'm going to bring this with me tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. We're not time traveling wizards.
I put these to come out at noon, but I think it's in, like, GMT, so people understand that these are coming out, like, 4 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't think anybody's just like, wait a second.
Hold on! It's not Wednesday!
Nah, just kidding. We do get up very early every Wednesday to record these.
It is Wednesday right now.
It's very important to us. Mm-hmm. Happy Wednesday.
You too, Bill.
Thank you. You know what feels good? Hmm. Working in an office.
What?
Working Black Friday.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. Because... And this isn't like a burn on retail people. Like, you do
fucking
what you need to do.
Rock stars.
Yeah. Crush that.
I have been there. Excuse me. I know how that goes.
I've never actually been there.
It is not fun. Y'all are motherfucking superheroes.
Yeah. Whereas me, working in an office on Black Friday, the exact opposite situation.
Yep.
Literally no one.
Literally
there.
No one.
It's the quietest place in the
world. Yep.
Unless you're working a repair call center for businesses. In which case, it'll be pretty quiet until you get a very panicked call. But that's most holidays. So. But yeah, I'm going to be at work on Friday.
I mean, if my boss needs somebody at work to do stuff, hell yeah. I live less than 10 minutes away, and I'll get overtime probably, so hell.
I won't get overtime, but...
I mean, I probably have
I just don't burn a day off, even though I have plenty.
Also true.
Yeah. Man, I set my own deadlines. I can do whatever I want on that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But, man, this soda.
Yeah, this soda.
I think I know my analogy.
I don't. You can go ahead.
This soda is like a decent Christmas song.
Okay.
It's all right when it's playing. Afterwards, you're just like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like, pretty cool with this being seasonal.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give this a 68.
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This soda.
Oh, this made me really hungry.
This soda is an earworm. And not the good kind.
Like an actual worm?
No, I mean the metaphorical earworm.
Still that.
Right.
Okay.
But not a good not necessarily a good one.
Okay.
It's like, God, it's a song that you hear. You hear, and you hear, and it's over and over and over again, and you're like, I fucking hate this song. I don't like this song.
Okay.
I don't like it. And then somehow...
You like it.
6 months later, you know all the words.
Yeah.
It comes back on, and you're like, why am I... Okay, this song isn't terrible.
You realize...
Oh, shit! It's Call Me Maybe!
You realize, like... 3/4 of the way through the song that you've been singing the entire time.
At
like,
the top
shit!
Of your lungs. And like, God,
yeah,
I hated this song.
Extremely
it's
relatable.
Call Me Maybe. Holy shit. That's what it is. And I'm therefore going to give it a, 'Call Me Maybe.
This soda is the summer jam. It's in every club.
I'm going to give 'Call Me Maybe a 69. Nice!
What does that mean?
It's nice, that's all.
Okay. We give it a 68 and a half.
Yeah!
So we got
Dang it, I should have given it a... Fuck.
You fucked up.
I fucked up!
And that's even better than not
Yeah,
fucking
it's better that way.
What are some of your favorite Thanksgiving memories, since this is a very short episode, since the
Thanksgiving memories. Shit. The kids' table was always a good time. My parents always had extra people around, like, besides my grandmother's.
Sure.
My dad had a lot of friends that didn't have families. Okay. Or...
I've never had a friend over for Thanksgiving.
Dad almost always had a friend over for Thanksgiving. And it's sort of stayed that way since he passed. But yeah, I can't think of an exact... I mean, besides the year that I fucked up the mashed potatoes... Beyond
I
that.
I want to know about that.
I didn't know how to cook potatoes. My mom's like, you just get the potatoes, you put them in, and you boil them. I'm like, okay, well, for how fucking long? I don't know. I ended up overcooking the shit out of these potatoes, and they were just meal mush. And I was like, nope, sorry, Mom. I fucked it up. I can't. It was the one fucking thing that I was supposed to do. The one thing. And I was like, no.
Mm-mm. Straight up, this is why I've never tried to cook mashed potatoes.
Yep.
I don't know how to do it either. You're good. I've also never been asked to make anything.
Oh, well, there's also fucking that.
So, ever since my grandma's passed, way back when, the see your family for Thanksgiving thing has kind of petered out.
Okay.
Because... like, grandparents are a great fixture point for that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yes. And not too long after Grandma Cole's passed, my aunts all became grandmothers.
So they had their own individual.
And we went to those for a bit, but we were just kind of all four of us kind of sitting off to the side.
Yeah, right.
Like, just... as that family would grow, you know. And so we just kind of have had our very quiet little, you know. Maybe immediate family. Maybe we'll watch a movie. My mom, my dad, and I won't. My brother just sat in the kitchen because he always eats in the kitchen.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Yeah. Even if he's watching the same goddamn thing that we're watching in the living room. He'll just sit in the kitchen. Every time.
It's
amazing. But I think my favorite Thanksgiving memory is the first time my dad decided he didn't want to bother with a turkey and he made a chipotle ham. It was
what?
So good.
What?
And I ask for it every year now.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
other tradition-wise, we always go for a walk after dinner, after we've cleaned up and everything.
Sounds all
right. And for a long time, we watched Gone with the Wind.
I've never seen it.
Every year. Well, that doesn't fucking surprise me. But in the past couple of years, since my mom and I got kind of into Civil War...
kind of.
Stuff.
Huh? Kind of.
History. We haven't done that because we realized that it's Southern Wank. So, it's not... not necessarily part of the,
Is Southern Wank where the term swank comes from?
Like Hillary Swank? Hillary!
Hillary. We've cracked this case wide open. The stuffing of this mystery flows forth onto the platter.
Wow. We've dug it out of the turkey's cavity and have splayed it all. Splayed it for all to see.
Hillary!
God, Hillary!
I've lost track of what's happening.
I don't remember. Well, we were just filling time anyway.
Okay.
So, well, I guess...
Fill yourself with time with an H.
What?
Just eat time.
Eat time. And eat. Share that time that you're eating with your family and your loved ones and your friends. If you do Friendsgiving, Friendsgiving is a good time.
So
that's totally acceptable as well.
I just got Friends like 2 episodes ago. So.
That's true. Bill's gonna have his first Friendsgiving.
Nah.
But yeah, so y'all have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend. And hope that we don't get Rickrolled again during the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I don't know what Abby's talking about. See you later, Soda Pals.
Bye!